Daf Lamechesim Beis. Gemara has the discussion, partial discussion regarding the Kusim, whether the Kusim were Jewish or not. The problem being that the Pasuk in Sefer Melachim seems to imply that there never was any Kabbalas or Mitzvahs on their part, that they kept on worshipping Avodah Zarah even after they were Megayah, just like before. And the Pashtus says the Kabbalas or Mitzvahs is certainly Ma'akev. There's a certain professor in Eretz Yisrael who put out, in a university, who put out a book about Geirus. So he wrote a big Chiddush that the concept that you need Kabbalas or Mitzvahs for a Geir was invented in the 1850s by the one who wrote the Shalosh Shuvos Beis Yitzchak. The Pashta says that Medina de Gemara, that's the most elementary thing. The Chiddush is that you need Mila, that you need Tfila, that you need a Korban, but the basis of Geira certainly is that you need Kabbalas on Mitzvahs. There's a line in the Rambam that the Mechaber quotes that Kabbalas on Mitzvahs is not Mi'akev. So Rabbi Chaim Moser writes in his Sefer, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein quotes that he heard from his father, Rabbi Soloveitchik said he heard from his father, they all say the same thing, that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch never meant that. That's utterly ridiculous. That's the essence of what Geirus is all about, is Kabbalas on Mitzvahs. What the Rambam meant to say was the dramatic Kabbalas on Mitzvahs, that the Geirus is in the mikvah up to his neck in water, and then we have the Kabbalas on Mitzvahs in such a dramatic fashion half a minute before he's toibel in the mikvah. The head of the Bezn asked him, do you reject the Trinity? Do you believe in monotheism? Do you accept Torah Shabbat Peh? Do you commit yourself to keep Shabbos and Kashrus? Says yes. He gives all the right answers, and then he's toivel in the mikvah. So the drama of Kabbalas on Mitzvahs is not Mi'akev, but you certainly need a Kabbalas on Mitzvahs, that's for sure. So that's what the Gemara calls Geri Aroyas, the Kusim. If there never was any Kabbalas on Mitzvahs, so the Geri Aroyas are the Goyim Gemurim. Tosis has a kasha here. There's a mistake in the Tosis. I kept on looking in the back. I see nobody comments. It's a pella. The Tosis Dimra Mask Geri Aroyas says, "V'afagav to paskin himself for a comedy Yivomis." There is no such gemara. At the end of the second parak in Yivomis, there's a machloikus hatanoim in a brisa. If a non-Jew converts, he commits himself to observe all the mitzvahs, but he wasn't. The motivation was not a religious one. He wants to marry a Jewish girl. He wants to get ahead in the Israeli army and the Israeli government. And if he's going to remain on Nochri, they're not going to put him ahead. So he converted and he convinced himself to keep the mitzvahs, and he keeps the mitzvahs, but he wasn't religiously motivated. So one Tana is of the opinion that if you're not religiously motivated to convert, so the whole Geirus is not chal. And we don't pass him like that. The Gemara says, Kulam Geirim Heim. Even Geri Arois, one who converted because he was being attacked by lions, and he not that he's so convinced that the Jewish religion is true, but he commits himself to observe all the mitzvahs. There was a Kabbalas on mitzvahs, but the motivation was not the religious one. So there we paskin that the Geirus is still chal b'diyev. But over here, the term Geri Arois has a different meaning in a different Gemara. That's what Tosfos says in our Gemara. In the context of our Gemara, the term Geri Arois means a goy gomer, means that the Geirus is not chal because it's lacking Kabbalas on mitzvahs. That's the essence of the Geirus, is the Kabbalas on mitzvahs. The same Tosfos appears in Sukkah on Daf Ches Amud Bey. Same Tosfos appears there in Yevamos Daf Chav Dal, at the end of the second parak, not the end of the first parak. It's a pellet that they should have printed on the side of the Tosfos. Where the parallel Tosfos in are, and someone should have corrected it. That it's not B'sof Perak Hamas, it's B'sof Perak Sheni. You should look in the Rabbi Meir Peretz. I don't have a Rabbi Meir. Take a look, see the way it says over there. So that's the first Tosfos. So what's Shaykh to have a machlok? It says in Tanakh that there never was any Kabbalas on mitzvahs. So there should be going Gemurim. So Tosfos says the machlok is hatanoim, whether the kusim egeri emes or kusim egeri aroyes, is a historical machlok, is whether was there a second Geirus at some later point in history at which time there was a Kabbalas on mitzvahs. That's the Shaila. But the original Geirus, since it was that's described in Tanakh, when the Kusim were attacked by the lions and then they converted, and there absolutely was no Kabbalas on mitzvahs, that Geirus taka was that was not chal at all. That for sure not. So how do we assume halacha l'maisa? So we assume the Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Vav and Aleph tells We pass on Allah Lamaisa that the Kusam Ageri Emes means the original Geris was meaningless because it lacked Kabbalah on mitzvahs, but we assume historically they were at some later point in history. By the time it came in the days of the Tanaim, the Kusim were observing many of the mitzvahs. They weren't observing everything. They weren't observing Torah Shabbal Peh, but they were observing a lot of the mitzvahs. So that was the debate that Tanaim had, that did they pick up the mitzvahs by osmosis, but there never was a second Geris where there was a real Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So should we assume Shuvin is Gari B'Lev Sholem? There was a second Geris, at which time there really was a valid Kabbalah on mitzvahs and everything, and then they slacked off and they were lax and they weren't observing everything. So we pass in Halacha that Geri Emesheim, that there was a second Geris, and they Yisraelim Gemurim. However, the Gemara says there in Chulin that Rabbi Meir did a little research. He sent his Talmidim. There were different groups of Kusim, like there were different groups of Karoim in the later generations. There were Karoim in Africa, Karoim in Asia, Karoim in Europe, and each group of Karoim had different shtick. So the different groups of the Kusim also had different shtick. So Rabbi Meir sent some of his Talmidim to Hagrizim, and they were looking after the Kusim there, so they saw that they were worshipping Avodah Zarah. He didn't check out all the different groups, all the different factions of the Kusim. He checked out one, but Rabbi Meir Chayish Lemiyuta. So he declared that the Kusim are goyim gemurim. Lazazim isham, the Loshan HaGemar in Chulin Davovim and Aleph is with respect to the Kusim. Lazazim isham achasam ka'akim gemurim l'chol devrim. He declared that he saw that one group of the Kusim are worshipping Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is dina ka'akim. So he declared that they're dina ka'akim. So in that Gemara, there's a, if you look in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, Simen Mem Dalet, Rabbi Kevega has a comment there on the Beis Shmuel, and the Pischei Tshuva quotes the whole comment. Pischei Tshuva is a cut in Yud. The Beis Shmuel says, what's the din if you have a Kusi and he's Mekadosh and Isha? Do you say the Kusim are Obdei Avodah Zarah, so Dina Ka'akam, so Goyish Kiddush, and Kiddushin, Kiddushin? And Kiddush, Kiddush, and they say no. The Jews and Rabbi Rabbi Rezar, Zina Kakam only Elochumra, not Lekula, if he Shech Shechitos and Nevela. But you can't use him as a Shabbos guy. Sof Kol Sof, he is Jewish. So the Beis Shmuel writes that this din in the Gemara that Lazazim Hashem Hashat Saom Ka'akum Gemurim Lechol Devrehim is not literally Lechol Devrehim, Ben Lehokel, Ben Lehachma. It's only Lehachma and not Lehokel. So therefore, if a Kusi is Mekadosh and Isha, so you're choshishim l'kiddushin, because he is a Yisrael. So Rabbi Kevega tells you to look in certain marmakaimis that this is really a big debate. So one of the marmakaimis he points out is there's a pirush hamishnayis laharamam and tienda maseches nido, where the Ramam paskins la'alocha. The Gemara has a machlekes satanayim where the meis odom is matami b'maga b'masa uba ohel. And Meis Akum is a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether it's Metami Ba'ohel also, or only B'maga M'masa, not Ba'ohel. So it's a Machlokes HaRishonim, how to Paskin. Tosfos Paskin is like the Chachamim, that Meis Akum are Metami Ba'ohel. And the Rama Paskin is like the Tan Rav Shem Ba'ichoy, that Meis Akum are only Metami B'maga M'masa, not Metami Ba'ohel. So the Ramam writes, startling Chiddush in the end of Pirush HaMishnah, it's the end of Maseches Nida. So Rabbi Kevega refers it to the Tosfos Yontov, who points it out. The Rambam writes that after the Chachamim, after Rav Meir was Geizer, that the Akum, the Kusim, Aka Akum Gemurim Lachol Devrehem, is Bein Lahokal Bein Lahachmer, and the Kusim are no longer Metami Ba'ohel. Now they're only Metami B'maga M'masa. That's Lahokal, Mamish Lahokal. So it should come out that if a Kusim is Mekadosh and Isha, ain't Choshesh M'Kiddushin, because it's Mamish Akum. How did that happen? That they lost the Kiddush of Yisrael? We'll have to figure it out. And then Rabbi Kevega also refers you to in the middle of Shach and the Nisik Kelim, in the middle of Hilchas Ribbis, you're permitted to lend Beribbis to an Ochri, but you're not permitted to lend Beribbis to Yisrael. Even if the Yisrael is Yisrael Obed Avodah Zarah, even if the Yisrael is Yisrael Obed Avodah Zarah, there's a Machloikas HaRishonim and the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah and Av Chav Zayin. So in Shulchan Aruch we paskin a sort of a compromise. You have to learn Hilchas Ribbis to understand. Maybe it's not a compromise. Maybe that's the Ikar Adin, that you're not allowed to lend you're not allowed to lend Beribbis Deraisa, to Yisrael Mumer. If a Jew is an Obed Abed Zara, he's not allowed to lend Beribes Deraisa. Ribes Derabana is Mutta and Ribes Deraisa is Asa. So what if the person is a Kusi? Is it permissible to lend Beribes Deraisa to a Kusi? So the Rabbi Shanim will say yes. Why? Because a Kusim, Ka'akim, Gazra Lem, Ka'akim Gum, L'chol Deram means Bein L'Hakal, Bein L'Hakman. How can that be? We usually assume that a Yisrael always remains a Yisrael. The Gemara has in Masechah Sanhedrin and in Mems, the Gemara says when Bnei Yisrael sinned and they lost the war by the second Muhammad and I, people violated the Cherem Yerichai. So Rabban Shalom tells Yeshua ben Nun, Chata Yisrael. The Gemara has a comment on the Losh, Chata Yisrael, Afal Pishul Chata Yisrael, who, even though they sinned, that's not talking, they didn't worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara, in the context of the Gemara, is talking, Afal Pishul Chata means they violated the Cherem that they made, that Yeshua ben Nun made on Yericho. But still, the Rishonim quote that Gemara, Afal Pishul Chata Yisrael, who, even if they sin and they worship Avodah Zarah, and even if he converts to Avodah Zarah, he converts to another religion, still, Afal Pishul Chata Yisrael, he remains Jewish. There is a brisa in Obis de Rav Nosson. The Vilna Gaon quotes it in the end of in Yerideya, Chel Gimel, the end of Simen Reish Samaches. So the Ramos says that if a Jew converted to another religion, that he wants to join back the Jewish religion, so he has to undergo Ger. So the Vilna Gaon says that the source of this statement is Obis de Rav Nosson. So the Ramos, and the Obis Rav Nosson doesn't say whether it's a din deraisa or din derabbanan. The Rambam writes that it's only a din derabbanan. A Jew converted wants to come back, he needs geiris from the Rabbanan. Others disagree. Other goyim disagree, and they understood that it's a din deraisa, that a Jew who converts loses his kedushas Yisrael. I think Mar said beferish, if a Jew converts, he's mekadosh an isha, choshishim lekidushin. So the goyim say that that's only with the Rabbanan. Min haTorah taka ein kedushin tofsin. That's a chiddush, that a Jew who converts to another religion loses his kedushas Yisrael. There's such a shita sagoinim. So this is a pella. How can there be such a thing? We usually assume afal pishichata Yisrael hu. So this Sridi Yesh has several tshuvas on the topic. He discusses a shaila that came up. A man in Germany passed away, and he was married. He had no children, so his wife needed chalitza. So the two potential brothers who can possibly do the chalitza were both characters. The brother who lived in Berlin had converted to Christianity in order to get ahead in business. But he's a nice guy. And the other brother was a Parbisan, a communist, and he hated all religion. And he lived in Russia. So they assumed the one who was a Parbisan, a communist, an atheist, he's out of the question. He's not going to be interested in doing the chalitza. He didn't believe in any religion. But the brother who converted to Christianity is a nice guy. So they assumed if they'll think it's acceptable, they assumed that they can ask him to do the chalitza. So that's what they were thinking about. That's what they were thinking about. So the Ramah. There is a shitas hagoinim that if a man dies, leaving no children, and the wife needs chalitza, and he has two brothers, one converted to another religion, the other one didn't, so that's a mumer. So there's a famous shitas hagoinim, mumer ain't a zoikek. There's no zika. If there are two brothers, one of them heimer dos, and one of them converted to another religion, so he's a goy, he doesn't have kedushas Yisrael. Adi Gemara says, if he's bekadosh an isha, kedushin tofsin, that's only a chumer midirabbanan. But Mikra Adin, what it says in Mikra Adin Deraisa, what it says in the Obis Rav Nosson, that if he wants to become Jewish, he has to be Megayir all over again. That's really Adin Deraisa. Not the way the Ramo wrote that it's only with the Rabbanan. So the Ramo writes that we're Machmer for the Shitas Haga'inim, that if there are two brothers and one Hamer Dosa, one converted, the other one didn't, so you don't allow the one who converted to do the Chalitza. What if there's only one brother? And the one brother is Hamer Dosai, so you say you don't need chalitza. So Chacham Avadi writes in his tshuva, he paskin like that. The Pashta says the Ramah didn't say that. The Ramah says it lahachmir. If there are two brothers, and one of them is Hamer Dosai and the other one is not, so we're choshish for the shita sgan. The Ramah didn't say, Chacham Avadi went. The Rama says what?
Lo teitzeh.
What case? What happened? Mume shecholat. What lo teitzeh? Did chalitzeh? I don't remember. Okay, could be. I don't remember. But there is a strong svara to say that we're only choshish for the shita sgan, but we're not makel like the good. So Chacham Avadya says we're even makel. B'shas
hatak.
That
what? There are two other sinim in that case.
Okay, could be. Okay, okay. So the this shaila came up. They thought that the communist brother is probably not going to participate. He was very fabbisen. He was against all religion. He was an atheist. But the other brother was not an atheist. The one who lived in Berlin, he had converted to Christianity. So I thought he probably would agree to do the chalitz. So the whenever the Rabbanim had at that period of time before the war, whenever the Rabbanim had in Western Europe and had a serious shaila, so they used to send it to the Sridi Yesh. So the Sridi Yesh wrote a tshuva, and he thinks that we cannot have the brother who converted to Christianity do the chalitza, even though the other one is an atheist and is also dina ka'akum, but there's a difference. So he quotes that the Chasam Sofer writes in the tshuva that the shita sagaydim, that a Jew who converts to another religion loses his kedushas Yisrael, and therefore this mamash no zika is like he's a nachri. That's only if he officially converted to another religion. But if he's Ibn Abed Zar, but he didn't convert, or if he's an Apikariz Dinakak, and he didn't convert, then he is Jewish. So over here you have two brothers. One is an atheist. He never converted to anything, though. And the other one officially converted, so we can't, we have to be machmir, that the one who converted cannot do the chalitz. So that was the psak that the Sridi Yesh sent to the Rav in Germany. So the Rav in Germany happened to meet the Ragachover, who didn't live in Germany. He used to come every so often. He would come to Germany for medical treatment. So he bumped into the Ragachover, told him the Shaila. So the Ragachover said they're both on the same level. This one converted to Christianity, and the other one is an atheist. He doesn't believe in any religion. So they're both the same. So either nobody, there's no Zika to anybody, or the Zika to both of them. So he told him, Rabbi Weinberg said that there's a difference. He says, who's this guy Weinberg? This radiation that he called, he dug up Achreinim for Nunta Deret. He dug up Achreinim to be Macha the woman, Machma the woman for no good reason. It's ridiculous. So the rabbi from Germany sent a letter to this radiation. That's what the Ragachover said. So the Sridi Yesh writes, what did I dig up for Nunta Deret? I just quoted a Ramah and a Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer is a major pasuk, and the Ramah is a major pasuk. What did I dig up for Nunta Deret? The Ragachover was he wasn't so keen about the Achreinim. So the Sridi Yesh writes that if it's going to be a machleik, it's me and the Ragachover. I give in to the Ragachover. He was a goyin adir, but he says we'll consult other rabbanim. Every so often, the Sridi Yesh used to send the shaylos to the Rabbanim. Sometimes he sent to the Chazon Ish, and sometimes he sent to Rav Kamai, who was the Rav in Mir, and sometimes to the Rav in Kalish, Rav Cheska Lipschitz. So he has over here, on this topic, he has a few tshuvas. So they all agreed with him. They all said, he's right. The Chasam Sofer says that the Ramah is machmer, that we don't allow mumer. We don't allow the mumer to do the chalitza. It's only if hemer dosai, but if loy hemer dosai, not. And over here, this one converted, and the other one didn't convert. So over here, he's stuck. So then, he has a footnote in the Sridi Yesh. The end of the story was that one of the rabbanim in Berlin bumped into the brother in the street one day. The brother who had converted to Christianity. So he told him, you know, the rabbis are corresponding whether they'll allow you to do chalitza. So he became very stiff and he said, me, chalitza, nothing to discuss. I'm never going to do chalitza. I'm in a different religion. Forget about it. So when they told this over to the Ragachover, he took it as a simim and ashamayim that his psak was wrong and that Weinberg was right. So in the middle of Rav Weinberg's discussion there, in the middle of the tshuva, so he quotes the following Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph, and Tez Zayin and Beis, the Gemara has starts a machlokes amaraim. What Amara says, Nachri shikida shisha bizman hazeh choshishim lekidushin. If a goyish a man is mekadosh a Jewish woman bizman hazeh choshishim lekidushin, even though kidushin are not tofsin between a nachri and a Yisraelis, but choshishin, maybe he's from the Aseres HaShvatim. Maybe this Nochri is mother's mother, all the way back, maybe 20, 30 generations. Maybe he's Maaseres HaShvatim, and therefore, strictly speaking, he's Jewish. And then the sugya continues that we don't pass him like that. And the Loshon HaGemara is Lozazim Isham, the Chachamim didn't budge from the spot. The same Loshon that appeared in Chulin, the Avoha Menal, with respect to the Kusim. And it says, when Rav Meir's Talmidim discovered that the Kusim are worshipping on with the Zoran HaGrizim, so the Loshon HaGemara is Lozazim Hashem Hashatzom Ka'akum Gurim L'chol Divreim. Here it says it's going to get to the Aseres HaShvatim. Why? Based on the Pasuk in Treyosar, that the Pasuk says Vashem Bagodu Kiborim Zarim Yolodu, that the Aseres HaShvatim intermarried and they assimilated and they lost their Kedushas Yisod, they became Goyim Gemurim. So that's a Chiddush. Even though the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns that from the Pasuk and say for Yeshua, Chati Yisrael Afa Pishuchati Yisrael, who a Jew who worships Avodah Zarah also retains the Kedushas Yisrael, but here the Gemara says this was an exception to the rule. So this really actually explains that there were three shitas in the Paskim, exactly what is the exception to the rule. So the one shita is that it's only Aseres HaShvatim, it's once in the history of the world that the Navi says Hashem Bagadu Kiborim Zarim Yolodu, that the Aseres HaShvatim lost their Kedushas Yisrael. If they want to come back, they'll require Geiris Menater. Another shita is what Rabbi Kivegi referred you to in Ebenezer, Sim Mem Dalet, that the Kusi Shekidesh, not like the Bishmo says, Kusi Shekidesh, the Kedushan Achal, because the Akum Gemurim L'chal Devarim is only L'hachma, not L'hokmal, so Rabbi Kivegi says, but the Rabbi Shainim, who don't hold like that, the Rambam Barash, the Rambam and the Pirish Amshnai says, that the Kusim are no longer Matami Ba'ohel, so that's L'hokel. And others say that it's mutter to lend them beribis, bein lahakal, bein lahachmer. So how do they understand this pasuk b'Hashem b'Agodim? So they didn't think that it's a hirasha only once in the history of the world. It's a din l'doros, namely whenever there's a whole group of Jews who float so far away from mainstream Judaism that they're no longer associated with the Jewish people. So that's what the Navi says, b'Hashem b'Agodim, they lose the Kedushas Yisrael. So this would apply to the Aseres HaShvatim. And it would apply also, that's how this group of Rishonim hold, when they get to the Kusim, it would apply to the Kusim. Could possibly apply also to the Reform and the Conservatives. They Reform, they floated so far away from mainstream Judaism. They floated further away than the Kusim did, but the mazel is that nobody declared them. Yeah, it seems in the Gemara you have to have a bezin to declare. Lazazim Hashem, someone has to declare. So far nobody declared on the Reform that they're Yotzei Mechlal Yisrael, but according to that group of Rishonim, that it's not a Hirasha that only applies to the Aseres HaShvatim, but applies to the Kusim as well. So it should apply to any, whenever you have a group of Jews who float so far away from mainstream Judaism, the Takalus Kedushas Yisrael. Then the Sridi Yesh says, and the third Shita is the Shita Sagainim, that a Mumarein is Oikek. Any individual Jew who converts officially to another religion, so that's where the Chasam Sofer says only if he converts to another religion. The Meiri has like that also, like that Chasam Sofer, that the Shita Sagainim, that a Mum Rein Ezekik is only, not if the Jew worships Avodah Zarah, not if he violates Rov Dina HaTorah, is also Mum Adina Kakum. We say Mum Lechal Shabbos Befer Hesya, even though he does one Avodah Dina Kakum, Mum Avodah Zarah, even though he only does one Avodah Dina Kakum, but Mumala Rav Dina Torah is for sure Dina Kakum. He violates most of the Dinim that he's aware of. It's also Dina Kakum. Dina Kakum, that's only Lahachmer, not Lahakel. But to say Lahakel, that's only if he officially converts to another religion. So that's what this Sridi Yesh explains. These are the three Shitas. And the Shita that Rabbi Kivege quoted, that the Kusim, Adina Kakum, Bein Lahakel, Bein Lahachmer, the small group of Rishonim, that's based on the fact that the Loshon HaGemara is identical by the Aseres HaShvatim in Yevamos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. That's the last omid in the first parak in Yevamos. The Loshon HaGemara is Lazazim Misham Ashatzom Ka'akum Luim L'chol Devarim. And by the Kusim it's the exact same Loshon, Lazazim Misham, So that led a group of Rishonim to understand that by the Kusim it was even Lahokel, not just Lahakim, it was even Lahokel. So that's one topic that I wanted to talk about, the two kinds of Geri Arayas. He certainly do need Kabbalah on mitzvah, but there's no Kabbalah on mitzvahs. For sure there's no Geris. There's nothing to discuss. There's even a discussion, the Gemara in Bechoris, the Aflam and Amid Beis, most of the Omer is talking about how does one bekabel dibri chaveris. In the days of the Tanoim, they instituted a din of Amhaoritz, and Amhaoritz is choshed alami period. So you have to be mekabel dibri chaveris, and then a chover. A chover is one who's careful about Trumas and Mises. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, how is one mekabel dibri chaveris in the presence of a bezin of three. Then the Gemara has one little line in the middle of the whole Amud about the Mekabel Chaveris, about a Ger. So the Gemara says, Nochri, who wants to become Jewish, he wants to convert, needs Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So if he's not Mekabel all the mitzvahs, some of the mitzvahs don't apply to him. He's not going to be a Kohen, he's not going to be a Levi. But if he's not Mekabel all the mitzvahs that apply to him, Afilu Dikta Kecha Midifrei Seferim, even it sounds like even a Dinda Rabbanan. What does it mean, Divrei Sofrim? Divrei Sofrim means Torah Shabbal Peh, Dinim Deraisa, Divrei Sofrim means Dinim Rabban. Let's say he doesn't like the holiday of Purim. There are Jews who are not happy about the holiday of Purim. We celebrate the victory that we had over our enemy, and we're dancing and drinking to the fact, we're drinking L'chaim to the fact that Haman told us Al-Va'etz. So there were Jews who were not happy with him. So it's Purim. So let's say there's a non-Jew who wants to convert. He likes everything in the Torah, but he doesn't like Purim. So the simple reading in the Gemara is that the Geiris is not Chal. So this is an issue. Rabbi Chaim Moshe has a tshuva about this in Achayezer, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about it in the Hilchos Shabbos. If he doesn't want to accept the Din de Rabbanon, and we go through with the Geiris, so you say the Geiris is not Chal in HaTorah, but on the level of the Raisi, who's Mekabel all the mitzvahs the Raisi, it just wasn't Mekabel a mitzvah the Rabbanon. Because it wasn't Mekabel and Mitzvah in the Rabbanon, so the whole Geir is not Chal in HaTorah. Or maybe Divrei Sofrim means Torah Shabbat Peh Dinam Deraisa. Maybe it doesn't go in Dinam Derabbanon. So that's a machlokes of Chaim Oizer and the Mishnah Berurah. But it's clear from the Gemara that you need Kabbalah on Mitzvah. It wasn't invented in the 1850s by the Beis Yitzchak. That's utterly ridiculous. Here there's another important thesis on Laman Chesam and Beis Dibra Maschal Al Hanesina. The Nesidim are the Zainumis, Shenis Gairu, Chiti Amar, Apriz, Ayusiv, Agigoshi, Shenis Gairu. Why they called Nesidim? Because they by Yitin, Lahishua, Lachoit, Vayetim, Lashua, Vimayim. Yeshua Ben Nun declared on them that they have to serve the Nesol as if they're Abod. So there's a big machlekes of Rishainim whether the Isa Nesina, a Jew, is not allowed to marry a Gioris or a Nosin. A Jewish girl is not allowed to marry a male who converted from the Zainumis. These are called the Nesinim, based on the Pasuk Loses Chatan Bom. So in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, Tosfos quoted here, there's a machlokes where the Nesinim is deraisa derabon. Because the Pasuk says Loses Chatan Bom, so the Pashtus it goes Ben Ochri Yusa, if they're not Jewish, but once they convert, they are Jewish. On the other hand, the Gemara argues, when they're not Jewish, how can you use the washing losses, chatan bon, and kiddush and topsin? You're not allowed to have a chasana with them. There is no such thing as a chasana with a non-Jew. So it must be that it goes on lachash in his gairu. So then it tries to have a chasana. Then it tries to talk about kiddush and being topsin. So maybe the issa goes davka lachash in his gairu. So there's two opinions in the Gemara and Yibam, is that fine well. So it's halacha maisa, it's machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos become a mekayim. So Rashi, every time the topic comes up, so Rashi always writes that the Nesinim are only awesome of the Rabbanim. Because the Lashon HaGemara is that David goes Ralim. David HaMelech was Geizer. So David HaMelech is Geizer, it's only a Din the Rabbanim. And the Pshut Rishon Mikra, according to Rashi, means Laisis Chatan goes Bin Achri Yusum, Kodim Shin Isgara. Rabbi Natam is not happy with that. He says, but the Maskonas HaGemara is not so. So other Rishonim say it's not the Maskonas HaGemara. You have to know how to read the Gemara. It was a Havamina. The end of the Gemara says maybe it's a din deraisa, but Rashi holds that not the maskan. Maskan is that it's a din derabban. Aben Tam thinks now it's a din deraisa. It's because there are stiras in the Gemara. So the Ramban has, and the Mohammed's over here, it over here means in Yavam is dafayin vav, not in Babakan. So in Yavam is dafayin vav, the Ramban poses the problem, and then he uses the losh in the middle, Baram, Nirim, Direi Ha'ima. However, I think the Ikashita is the following. How can you far for this stira between the Gemaras? Half of the Gemaras say that Nesinim is the Raisa, half of the Gemaras saying Nesinim is the Abonim. So he says, simple. He says, if one of the Zayinum is a Nizgairu, that person who is Nizgair, that's a Nisa Deraisa. But then, if that person marries another Jew, the Isser, okay, or maybe Beheter, how can it possibly be Beheter? So there's a machlokes in the end of Kiddushin, whether Kahal Ger Mikri Kohol or Kahal Ger Lo Yikri Kohol. When you have a din, Lo Yava Mani Mayavi Bikal Hashem, or Lo Yava Mamza Bikal Hashem. So Mamza is not allowed to marry a Jewish person. Is a Ger permitted to marry a Mamzeris? Or is a Gioris permitted to marry a Mamzer? Maybe Kahal Ger Lo Yikri Kohol. So that's Machlokes Tanaim, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Yosi. And we pass on Kal Gerim Laikri Kohol. In Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer, we pass on Aloha that a Ger is permitted to marry a Mamzeris, and a Ger is permitted to marry a Gioris, is permitted to marry an Amoine Mayovi. So let's say a Ger will marry an Asina. Even if you hold that it's an Iser, Lachosh and his Gair is an Iser, they're Isa, but it's like a Psuli Kohol. So the Gerim are permitted to marry all the Psuliko. If they're permitted to marry Mamzerim, permitted to marry Ptsuadaka, Kushovcha, so they're permitted to marry the Nesinim as well. So what would the din be? Let's say if the Nosin or the Nesina marries a Jewish person, either Iser, or if they married a Jewish person who was a Ger, so it's even Beheter. So does the Psul of Nesinim, is it transmitted to the next generation? So the Ramban explains, he's quoting earlier Rishonim, by Mamzer it says Gam Dar Asir Lo Yavol Lahem Bekal Hashem. So it says Dar Asir Lo Yavol Lahem Bekal Hashem. The Psul Mamzeris is transmitted to the next generation. By Amoine, by Mitzri Vedoyim it says Dar Shlisha Yavol Lahem Bekal Hashem. By Amoine Mayavi it says Aroilam. There is no Kula Dar Shlisha Yavol Lahem. But by the Nesinim it never says a Psul Adaris. So the Ramban says that's the Teretz that David Gazer Aleim, David HaMelech was Gazer, that Midirabbanon, the Psul Nesinim, is transmitted to the next generation as well. But on the level of the Raisa, only the Chiti Amori, the person from the Zayinum, is he or she or themselves who converted, they're not allowed to marry a Jewish person. Lo Yavu B'Kal Hashem. But once they do marry, either B'Isser or B'Het, if they marry a Ger, then the children in Minatar are permitted, and that's what's awesome at the Rabbanon. So Rab Soloveitchik had a very fascinating interpretation in the Gemara there in Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph. It's Negeh Halacha L'Maisa. So I'll say it over. The Gemara in Yevamos has a strange shaila. A Kohen is not permitted to marry a Gioris. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha either. So let's say a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gioris. What if the Kohen happens to be a Petsua Daka? So he's not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. Petsua Daka Le'ovah B'Kal Hashem. So do you say a kohen patzua daka is the bigdushosi koi, has the full kedushas kuna, or do you say no, since he's also lover b'kohol, so it's la bigdushosi koi, it doesn't have a full kedushas kuna. So the Gemara says a shaila, if bigdushosi koi, then he's not allowed to marry a gyuris. If la bigdushosi koi, if the kohen doesn't have a complete kedushas kuna, then we would allow him to marry a Gioris. The Gemara never said whether Kohen, the Gemara's suffix only was whether Kohen Petzua Daka is permitted to marry a Gioris. The Gemara never raised the question, is he permitted to marry a Grusha V'Chalutza? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that was never under question. That's a discussion in Achreinim. If I'm not mistaken, the Derech HaChaim Siddur says not so. And the Derech HaChaim Siddur usually has a dinim Hilchas Tfilah. The dinim of Yalav Yavah Talamata, but he has some of the dinim also about this. So he takes, I think he says against Rav Soloveitchik. But others say like Rav Soloveitchik said, the Gemara Sofik only was whether Kohen Petzua Daka B'Kdushosikoi La B'Kdushosikoi is he permitted to marry a Gioris. There never was a Sofik. For sure he's not allowed to marry a Grusha. Then Gemara puts this together with the Shaila Yisrael Petzua Daka is he B'Kdushosikoi La B'Kdushosikoi. A non-Kohen, a Jewish person is a Petzua Daka, not allowed to marry Le'ovah B'Kal Hashem. You can't marry a Jewish girl. Do I say he has a full Kedushas Yisrael or an incomplete La B'Kedushas Koy, incomplete Kedushas L'mayinav Kamin? Is he allowed to marry an Asina? So what's the Tzara Shava between Yisrael marrying an Asina and a kohen marrying a geyaris. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, along the lines of the Ramban, that then the Gemara says maybe there's room to distinguish, maybe the Yisin, that's what ticks off the whole discussion, whether the Yisin is seen him, Lachash and Ezgar is there, I said the Rabbanan. If the Yisin is seen him is only the Rabbanan, and the Yisin of the Kohen Begrusha, the Yisin of the Kohen Begiyoris is an Yisin there, I said, so then you can't necessarily compare the two. Just because Labik Lushasikoy, you allow him to marry and seen him, that's only the Rabbanan, doesn't mean that you would make a lana din deraisa, that the kohen should be allowed to marry a Giyoris. But what's the tushtel? What's the hashva in the first place? What do they have in common? One is a kohen, one is a Yisrael. So Rav Soloveitchik thought the pshat is like this. When a non-Jew converts, he gets a Kedushas Yisrael, but there is something missing. He's not 100% Vaharaya that a Giyoris is not allowed to marry a kohen. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, with respect to Kohanim, the Giyoris is considered a Nochris. It's an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, so the Giyoris is considered a Nochris. With respect to Kohanim. And the Isin is seen him, according to that Ramban, the Isin is seen him, and there was only on the Dor Rishon. It doesn't transmit to the next generations. But the Gemara says, David Gozer Aleim, David was Gozer. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Isin is seen him as their Isa. The Isa Chasnus, what does it mean, David Gozer Aleim? It's Gozer Abdus on them. But not Gozer the Isa to marry. The Isa was their Isa based on Loses Chatenbo. So the Ramban quoted this compromise sheet that the Dor Rishon is the Raisa, and the fact that it's transmitted to the later generation, that Oilam, that's David Gozer Aleim, Apsul Doris. But Menatar, it's only the original one. Why the original one? So Soloveitchik thought that just like a Gioris has a slightly incomplete Kedushas Yisrael and Legabi Kohanim, she's considered a Nochris. So the Zainumish and his Gairu also. You're not allowed to, no one's allowed to marry them. Only Gerim are allowed to marry them. Or they can marry each other. Okay. You're not allowed to marry them because it's an Issa Goyis, because it's an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. But just like if the Kohen is a Tzua Daka, he doesn't have a full Kedushas Kuna, then this Daka is Dika Din of Gioris Asur LeKohen Mitam Nochris wouldn't apply. That's what the Gemara says. So, too, if you have the Nesinim have an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael and there's an Issa Goyis, to any Jew, but if the Jew is a tzodak, a labik dushos ekoi, so he doesn't have to be concerned about this dakas dikadin of goyis when he gets to the nesinim. So he thought that was the hashvo of the Gemara, but there never was a discussion. Rav Soloveitchik thought there never was a havamin in the Gemara that a tzodak, a koim tzodak, should be muta be grusha. He thought the whole Havamina, the whole discussion in the Gemara only is that a Kohen Tzuadaka should be Muta Begiyoris. There was a case here in America, one of the Rabbonim wrote Agantza Tshuva about it, that a fellow had surgery done on himself. He made himself into a Tzuadaka, but it's reversible. So, and then he was a Kohen, and then he decided he wants to marry a Grusha. So this Rav had an einfall, right now he's a Ptzua Daka, Labik Dushosikoi, so we'll let him marry the Grusha, because the Psula Kuna don't apply, and then we'll do the surgery to reverse it. And then since he married Beheter, so you say, Hol Vishtarya Ishtarya, that's a Gemara in Yevamos. And whenever a person married Beheter Gomer, so even if something changes later on, she remains Materis L'Baila. The Mishnah has in Yevamos on Daf Samach Aleph Man Aleph, a Kohen marries an Almana. Why not? Muta L'Gam Kohen marries an Almana. And then at the age of 55, the Kohen Gadol dies. They want to appoint him as the Kohen Gadol. But the Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana. But he already married the Almana when it was Beheta Gomer. So the Mishnah says, you can make him the Kohen Gadol and there's no problem. Hold the Ishtari Ishtari. Since when he got married, it was Beheta Gomer. So that's what this prominent Talmud Chacham wrote Agantza Tshuva about this, that he was working on the assumption that just like a Kohen Tzuadaka is Muta B'Giyores, so too is Muta B'Grusha. So he thought that they should hold up to reverse the surgery to make him Ois Tzuadaka. They should do it after he marries the girl. A Ptzuadaka is also, the girl is Jewish, so the girl is not allowed to marry a Ptzuadaka. So we're going to reverse the, after he married, he'll do kiddushin on the girl, it'll be behet the gomer, and after he'll marry the girl, it'll be behet the gomer. Then we'll reverse, they won't be living together until after we'll reverse the p'tzua daka situation, then it won't be a p'tzua daka anymore. So the whole heter was very, I think he did it. I think he had a few rabbonim, big talmid chacham, they agreed to that. So he asked me my opinion, so I sent them Rab Soloveitchik's vater, that Rab Soloveitchik thought it only applies to Gioris, and it doesn't apply at all to a Grush. These are rich, important topics.
Sorry.